Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Home is the canvas on which you paint the memories of your life. It isn't how elaborate is the house in which you live that makes it home. It's who lives there and the love that turns a house into a home. Your house is built of steel and beams, but your home is built of love and dreams. When you live in a rented house, you hang pictures on the barren walls and try to make them as warm as possible. But you live with the reality that this house isn't going to be your home forever. It's temporary. Then you are able to put together enough money to make a down payment on a house. You buy it, or you build it. But this time, it's different. You can paint the walls purple with yellow stripes. You can tear out the bath and replace it. You can redo the kitchen. It's yours. That house becomes your home. But then eventually the time comes when you walk through that house for the last time. You've been transferred. You decide it's time to sell and downsize or get into a larger home to accommodate the growth of your family. Walking through a house, one filled with memories which are largely painted on the canvas of your life, it's tough. I've done it and will never forget either. Once when, for the last time, I walked through the old family home, the one where I grew up, when Mom and Dad were no longer with us. Then the second time was the house where my children grew up. It was difficult to look at the barren walls, remembering where grandparents once sat and entertained the grandchildren and friends and family. We laughed and joked together. It was empty. Now, before I depress you with any other memories, may I remind you that life as we know it is a kind of dress rehearsal for what is ahead. When we finally break camp and walk through the doors of an eternal home, one not made with human hands, one where you can settle in with God's family for all eternity. Wow, that's something to think about. Abraham Lincoln once said, "Going home is the end of all journeys." Did it ever occur to you, he asked, that every living creature has its home? The fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the beasts of the field and forest, the creepers and the grass all go home. Most of them turn toward it when the day wanes. The call of home, he said, is the one voice heard and respected all the way down the line of life. "I never lie down in the darkness," said Lincoln, "without thinking of home when I am away. I think I see the point of the whole thing. It isn't the place or the furniture that makes it home, but the love and peace that's in it. There must be another home somewhere to go after we have broken the last camp down here. Going home, it's the end of all journeys. It's the one miraculous gift, the one call that's irresistible." He was right. After my wife and I were married, we headed to Europe where we ministered for a number of months. I'll never forget taking the key to my dad's home and pinning it to the divider in the old tan Samsonite suitcase, the one we used, that tough-sided suitcase. It was kind of a reminder that someday I would go home, and the key in my suitcase would open the door to my father's house. Jesus told us how you can grasp the key to that home in heaven. He said simply, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The key that opens the door is faith in what he has done, and faith in what he will do, to forgive you, to pardon you, and receive you in an eternal home as his child. Make sure, friend, you have the key, the one that opens the door.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.